Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are celebrating a post, of course, the resurrection of the Lord and the post holiday of the Ascension. And also today is the remembrance of the First Ecumenical Council, which had 232 bishops involved in it and some other clergy, altogether over 300. My beloved, and it was called for by Emperor Constantine, equal to the apostles, and there, because there was a big trouble in the church, and there was a heretic Arian that had taught people that Jesus Christ is not God, but he is actually created, he is a creation by God, and of course this is all wrong. And but they, he had, was able to get on his side several bishops, and so there was a big unrest in the church because of that heresy and other heresies. So the emperor then called for the council of all the bishops to discuss the matter, and when the matter was discussed, and then it finally, then the Arian was expelled from the church, and but later on he had made believe that he is repenting and went to the emperor and asked the emperor to have the patriarch to bring him back into the church. And the emperor believed him, and but he actually didn't repent. And and as he went on the way to the church, and then all of a sudden he got struck by a terrible sickness, and he had threw up all his insides, and died the same way as Judas finally died. And the Lord didn't allow him to come in because he was faking, because he wasn't truly repentant, my beloved. So we have to recognize the fact that we are to hold on to the truth of the teachings of the Lord, of the gospel, of the apostles, and all the ecumenical councils, the seven of them, and we have to adhere to that and know that this is the truth, and that it includes, of course, it has to include the love. The love is together with the truth, for that is our God. Our God is God of love and truth. And today we are also celebrating the equal to the apostles, Kirill and Methodius, they were the one that gave us this Slavonic language, in the sense of the alphabet, and they have translated all the services and the gospel and all the holy books for us to use, which we're using today. And of course, there was a great, great at that time want from Constantine, was his name before he became Kirill, becoming a monk, and he had loved to study, and he studied, and but then he found out that the main thing is the eternal life, not to this life, and because he had quite a big disappointment in this life at one time. And my beloved, he turned to the Lord and decided that he wants to serve only the Lord and look after the salvation. And of course, then later on, he joined Methodius, he had become his, in the first, like in his as his pupil, and then they become together, and they were asked to help the Slavic people to be able to hear the services in their own language, and they worked on it. And at one time, Konstantin was still, and then he was in it with the debate of with the Jews and the other heretics, and they talked about the holy, our holy God being in a Trinity, and he had stated that, well, look at the sun is round, and it has no beginning, no end to it, and the sun is because of the shape of the roundness, a full circle, and the sun, from the sun comes the rays of light, which is as sun would be the God the Father, and the rays of light is the Son, by whom his Son Jesus Christ, who had created all the universe, and the Holy Spirit is the one that sustains the life everywhere and gives it warmth. It's just like from the sun comes the warmth also. So this is how he explained to us about the Holy Holy Trinity and Holy our God, one God. My beloved, we also celebrated the great holiday, of course, of the resurrection, which is every Sunday, that's what we do, and of the Ascension. And of course, you know, it heard it in the Kandakian, in the Ascension, they said, the Lord says, I'm with you always, and when I'm with you, no one can be against you. So let's just hold on to the Lord, so, and don't allow us to be sidetracked and be taken away from the love of the Lord, and attach ourselves to somebody else or something else. And then those of you who might be in the Orthodox Church that still calls itself Orthodox but had joined the ecumenical movement and is in the World Council of Churches, pray your heart out, and we all, let's all pray your heart out, that they will leave that terrible organization which is unifying all the heresies together, all in the name as if of love, but actually is to make sure that we separate the from the love, the truth, and so that we will not be truly serving our Lord and God, because our God is God of love and God of truth. So let's hold on to our Lord and keep the truth of the teachings of the Church, of all the ecumenical councils, the seven of them that were, and all the rules that they put in, and try to fulfill them and live according to the gospel, so that we will find the salvation and what is most of all about the salvation of everyone, not about the longevity here on this earth, because that's not important. What is real important is to the real love will show them to want to pray that God will touch the hearts of everyone that he had created, and that he wants to be saved. But the only thing is, he doesn't do it. He doesn't force people. He doesn't force people to come to him. He is waiting for them to voluntarily to look for him and accept him and follow in his footsteps to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.